Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Shalom Daf Nun Gimel. We are starting right at the top of the Amud with the words Teshachanuyas and Viltzer Staff. It's on Chavt Hasamad Aleph near the end. And today's office sponsor Lunishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Biakam Moshe Harnish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah and Gemara, we are talking about what to do when one finds meat. Is it kosher? Is it not? And so now we open this up into a broader discussion. The Gemara tells us Teshachanuyas Mechas Basar Nevela Vachas Mechas Basar Shchuta. We have 10 stores in the city. 9 sell non-kosher meat, and one of them sells kosher meat. Neschalfulai. If he got confused for him, he got mixed up. He knows that he went into one of the stores and bought meat. He doesn't remember which one it was, though. Chayshesh, he has to be chayshesh. He has to suspect that maybe he walked into one of the non-kosher stores and bought meat from there. This is a suffix. This has to do with the rule that's called kol kavua kamechza mechza dami. Anything that's kavua, it's set. It's like it's 50-50. And since we're talking about him going into a store, which is kavua, and buying something, we say it's 50-50. So it's a suffix whether or not this meat that he has is kosher. Now, ulanim says, if it was found, if he's walking around and he sees a piece of meat in a bag and he doesn't know if it's kosher or not, hochanach arrive, then he would go off to arrive. And since the majority of the stores here are not kosher, this is considered for sure 100% non-kosher meat. Now we flip around the other way. 9 stores sell kosher meat, and 1 store sells non-kosher meat. And Eschalf Ulai, so we got confused for him. He got mixed up. He doesn't remember which store he went into. Chayshesh here as well. He has to be chayshesh. It's called kavua. So it's mechza mechza. Even though 9 stores are selling kosher meat, he has to be chayshesh that maybe this came from the non-kosher store. But Ulanim says if meat was found, helchanach arrive, then we go after arrive and we say for sure it is kosher. Now Amar Yechon Rechon says, "Hanimse piad guy, kinimse biplatia." Meat found in the hand of a guy, meaning meat that a guy has, is like it's being found in an open area in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, when the majority of the stores are kosher, you can trust that this is actually kosher meat, and that the non-Jew had bought it from one of the kosher stores. However, now we have a story. Rav Elazar Rav Chagai, have a mismach l'Rabbana. Rav Elazar Rav Chagai, he was going along the way, leaning on Rabbana for support, and Chama l'Chana Ramayim katem in susei umapik lebra. He saw a non-Jew who was cutting pieces from his horse and throwing it outside, and so Amrali, he told him, Hada hida Amar Rabbi Yechanan. It was about this case. Rabbi Yechanan said, Hanimse biad guy kinimse palatia. Meat that's found by a guy is like it was found in a palatia, an open area, and you don't have to suspect that this is the guy's meat and that could be kosher. We just saw with our own eyes that the non-Jew was taking non-kosher meat. Now Amrali, he told him, Kain Amar Rabbi Yechanan. This Rabbi Yechanan said, that what was that statement said in regards to Vehin Shiro Isa Yotzei Makoilin Shal Yisrael? That's if they saw him walking out of one of the Jewish stores. If somebody saw a non-Jew walking out of one of the kosher meat stores, and then we find meat by the non-Jew, we don't have to suspect that it's non-kosher meat. We could say, look, we saw him walking out of the kosher store, and here he has meat with him. It must be from the kosher store. That's what it was said in regards to. We have a story about this. Chad Bar Nashman Tziparin, there was a fellow in Tziparin, Azal Bay Mizban Kupan Min Tevcha. He wanted to go buy meat from a butcher of Layavle, but he didn't give it to him because these two fellows were in a feud. So the butcher said, I'm not selling you meat. So Amar Leil Chad Rimai, the would-be customer, asked the non-Jew, Va'aisilei, and the non-Jew went into the store and bought it for him. Now later on, Amar Leil, the customer told the store owner, didn't you sell it against his will? Meaning, ha, I got you good. You didn't want to sell me meat, so I sent the non-Jew in and he bought me meat instead. So Amar Leil, the butcher responded, didn't I give him non-kosher meat? So I'm really the one that has the last laugh. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Rishim Chanina, the Maisabel of Rebbe, the story came from Rebbe, Va'amar, and he said, this story is not enough to ask for the butcher shops in Tzipayri. In other words, we're saying there's no problem. First of all, I wouldn't trust the butcher that he gave non-kosher meat. Maybe he just said it in order to get back at the other fellow, but really wasn't even true. He actually gave kosher meat. And anyway, even if he did give non-kosher meat, that's not the norm. That's not standard. And if it's a kosher store, you can trust that even if a non-Jew goes inside, they'll give him kosher meat. They won't give him non-kosher. And the Gemara continues, Rav Nachsataman, Rav went down there. He went down to Bavel. Chamzun Mekilin Mechamer Alehain. He saw they were Mekel, and he was very machmir on them. What's this referring to? It's a different discussion regarding meat called Basar Shenis Alamin Ayin, meat that was hidden away or removed from the eye. We know that with kosher meat, you always have to have an eye on it. That's what's called mashkiach tamidi. You always have to have a mashkiach there. If you're going to be selling it or transferring it, it has to have a double seal. You have to make sure that it can't be switched out for non-kosher meat. And Basar Shenis Alamin Ayin, we're very machmir with that. If we don't know where this meat came from, and if it didn't have the hashkacha, it wasn't being watched by a yid, so we can't eat it. Rav saw they were mekel, so he was machmir with them. What was the story? Chad Bar Nash, Azul Bay Mishizga, his kufte. There was a fellow who wanted to wash his piece of meat. Nun Gimlom Bezatat, Begoy Nahara, by the river. And then Vinashtav Azalei, he forgot it there and he walked away. So he washed this piece of meat in the river, but then left it by the riverbank. And Chazar Bay Mizbina, he came back, he wanted to take it, and there was a piece of meat there by the river. Only Rav told him, Azr Lachatz, us for you to do that. Dun Omar, because I say, Hahi Shatav Nara, your piece of meat was washed away by the river, Va'aisi Chard Nevela Tachtoi, and it replaced it with a different one of Nevela, so this is not necessarily your piece of meat. And a similar story, Chad Bar Nash have Mahalch Peshuka. There was a fellow walking in the marketplace. Toin Kupad, he was holding on to meat. Asa Daisa, a bird came along. V'chatfas Minei, meat and grabbed a piece of meat from him, but then threw it back. He wanted to now take it. Rav told him, because I say, was holding on to a piece of nevela meat, and it threw that out, and took this one instead. So just because the bird took your meat and threw out meat, that doesn't mean that it threw your piece of meat. Maybe it had a piece of nevela, and therefore we have to be machmir. Another story, this one not about meat, but about wine. Ginoy shatav zikin. Ginoy was a river. It washed away zikin, which are like leather wine flasks, and washed up some leather wine flasks as well. And also of the Kumi or Yitzchak Bar Elazar, the story came to him. Rabbi said, Yichakmon shafaya kitrehoin. The people who had tied, who had made these leather flasks, they should recognize their ties. Meaning, if someone could come along and say, yes, that's my leather wine flask because I tied it in a particular way, then they can take it and it's theirs. But if not, we have to suspect that this is different wine flasks that were washed up. A similar story. There are wine pitchers that were found in the base knesses of this place called Buli. And also, the story came to Rabbi Yirmiyahu. And Amri said, those who painted them red, they should come and recognize what they did. It was a way of recognizing that this was your wine barrel or pitcher. And so if the people come along and say, yeah, we were the ones that had painted this, we know this is ours, then they could take them. Another story, a roasted goat, meaning was shecht and a roasted goat, that was found in the open area of this place called Gofta. And the Chum allowed it because of two things. Number one, mishum mitzia, because it's a mitzia, it's something that you found, you could keep it. And mishum reb mahalchei drachim, also because the majority of people that walk along this way are Yidden. We explain this further. Mishum mitzia, the tani we have a brisa, matzal miyadu ari, miyadu gaias, mishunas haya, mishunas hanar, misrati gedaila, mipalati gedaila. If somebody saves an item or something that he found from a lion or from a troop of soldiers or from the sea or from the river, or he found it in an asrati gedaila or palati, which are basically large open areas, so ari elu shalai belongs to him, mivnei shabayim siyashimhen, because the owner is miyayish, she gives up hope. So that's number one why you're allowed to keep this gedi, this roasted goat, because whoever did own it for sure gave up hope. And also, mishum rev mahalchei drachim, what does this mean? Mishum shchitas hagoy. We don't have to be afraid that it was shechted, it was slaughtered by a non-Jew. Since the majority of passersby are Yidden, we can be rest assured that this came from a Yid. And what happened? Vishtakach min the base Rebbe. It turned out this was actually from Rebbe's household, so it was a great psak. We have another story. Igel de Guvna, ishtakach pundaka de Levi. A round of cheese was found in the inn of Levi. Vitiru, mishum shnei dvarim. Number one, mishum metzia, and also mishum rev mahalchei drachim. Mishum metzia, because of metzia, why are you allowed to keep it? Datani, hamatzal miyad guys, miyad arim, mishunas haya, mishunas hanar, misrati gedayla, palati gedayla, hare ilu shaloi, mivinei shamalim zashimahem, because the owners are miyayish, and over here also, this is a very public area, so the owners are miyayish. And the second reason, mishum rev mahalchei drachim, because of the people who were going along this way, mishum gvinas gai, we don't have to suspect that this is cheese from a non-Jew, we can say that it comes from a Yid, because the majority of people here are Yidden. And mishtakach, mind Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yaisi, it turned out there's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yaisi's. Now, Amar Manakumi Rabbi Yaisi, your man is sent in front of Rabbi Yaisi, Vanan Chamin Rabbanam Achrizin. But I saw the Rabbanon would announce when they would find something like this. So how could you say it's allowed to be kept? Amrullah, he told him, Ad in Havyasa Mishka Achloy Nisbas, what if you had found something, you wouldn't take it? Rabbi Yaino Vokhle Amar Kain, Rabbi Yaino, your father didn't say this. El Amar, he said, Halvai Ka Nishkach, Nishkach Min Piusrus Ulagav. Halvai had find something within this area called Piusrus where there's a lot of people and it would be Hefker. So even though you're saying that you would see people announce it, halachically, you're allowed to keep it if you find it. The Gemara concludes, Nuntan Amaral on top, Afilu Kain, even so, Ashkach Veloy Nasav. Your mother found something and he did not take it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.